This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a sad story about the death of gospel music star Gary McSpadden. McSpadden battled cancer for several weeks before passing away, surrounded by his loved ones. Stay tuned to hear more about his musical and spiritual legacy. The New Believer's Bible has equipped over 10 million new Christians as they started their journey with Jesus. Now, a new edition of the New Believer's Bible includes revised and expanded notes and features to help new Christians read, study, and understand the Bible so they can deepen their faith and build a foundation for their new life in Christ. The New Believer's Bible is now even better. Discover more at newbelieversbible.com. Award-winning gospel music star and pastor Gary McSpadden died Wednesday, April 15th after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 77 years old. McSpadden's wife, Carol, posted the news of her husband's death on their church's Facebook page. She wrote, in part, "As most of you know, Gary and I have been in Tulsa at the Cancer Treatment Center of America. Gary has been battling cancer along with other complications over the last several weeks. This has been a quick and difficult journey we have been on. We knew this week that God had a plan and his healing would be here on earth or in heaven. As of 8:40 a.m., Pastor passed peacefully surrounded by his family into the arms of God. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Pastor Gary fought hard, finished the race, and was an unbelievable man of faith." End quote. McSpadden was well known for his gospel music contributions, especially for his work with the Gaither Vocal Band. He joined Bill and Gloria Gaither in the Gaither Trio back in 1977. But before that, he recorded 3 albums with the Oak Ridge Boys. At one point, he even served as a backup singer for Elvis Presley. During his time with the Gaithers, McSpadden spent 3 years co-pastoring at his dad's church, Faith and Wisdom Church in Branson, Missouri. In 1980, he began to focus more on his music career. And in fact, in 1988, he left the Gaither Vocal Band to pursue his solo career. Out of the 30 albums he's recorded, 16 were solo works. McSpadden's music career also included working for Terry Gibbs, The Cathedrals, The Tallies, and Lulu Roman. He also served as co-host of the PTL Club when it was under Jerry Falwell's leadership. In 2000, McSpadden was entered into the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame for his great musical contributions. His loved ones and fans will miss him and are proud of the legacy he leaves behind. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.